That's right. We just played Saga on Coast to Coast AM. Disclosure is here. Man, that's another great Canadian export right there. All right, I guess it's international night for the bumper music. And also, we're going to get to phone calls next with Anthony F. Sanchez. And I've got a bunch of questions here lined up in Twitter, too, as well. You can follow me on Twitter at J Church Radio. Post them. And Daniel, I've got your question right here. It's pretty good. I'll get straight to Anthony with that. This is Coast to Coast AM, getting straight to your phone calls, and they are next. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in, standing in this weekend. And our guest tonight, Anthony F. Sanchez, and we're talking about the Ghost Hunter apps. Now, Anthony, I've just got this in here from Twitter, from Daniel, and Daniel wants to know, if what is the pros of his app against just a normal voice box?
The same thing. So if he's referring to a voice box, if he means like a digital radio or an analog ghost box, which scans, traditional AM and FM terrestrial radio, we're doing the same thing, but with an app, like with the SCD1, the SCD2, the RED1, all those apps, instead of scanning terrestrial radio stations, they're scanning internet radio stations.
Fair enough. You ready to get to these phone calls?
Absolutely.
All right. You know, I'm gonna go. I've got to go with Naptown. We're going with Naptown first. JD in Indianapolis, you're up first. Welcome to Coast.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Anthony. What is the difference between 432 hertz and the standard tuning 440 hertz?
Right. So, what? It's kind of a combination of things. Initially, when we're talking about the Schumann resonance, we're actually talking about 7.83 hertz. And that's the frequency that actually the Earth generates, if we're specifically talking to about the Schumann resonance. But music is typically recorded at 440 hertz. And a lot of people believe that by increasing the Schumann resonance, multiplying that to 432 hertz, which is what I do, I refactor 440 initially down to 7.83 hertz and then all the way back up to 432 hertz. Music based on 432 hertz, which is known as Verdi's A, it's an alternative tuning that's more mathematically consistent with the universe. And a lot of people believe it transmits beneficial healing energy. It's a more pure tone of math. This is all stuff I learned from other people and from the internet. It was, there was a lot of investigative work to be done at the very beginning because I didn't want to make apps that were based on nothing, like those fake apps that I was telling you that were discovered by some well-known people in the field, which gave a black eye to the paranormal community. So with me being a researcher and an engineer through my education, I'm a software engineer, I took it upon myself to say, okay, hold on to your horses, let's take a step back and let's look at all the available options for making optimal ghost hunting utilities. And I make software. All the software that I make is, Windows-based software for Windows 7 all the way up to Windows 10. And I'm now writing in the Java programming language for Android, and I'm using Unity 3D for iOS. So this year I'm going to be jumping onto Android and iOS with some new apps for everybody. But yeah, to answer your question, a lot of people believe that 440 hertz really disrupts the body and the mind and I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy. Jimmy, you probably know more
I
about this.
do, I do.
440 hertz. There's a lot of conspiracy behind that tuning. Some people saying that it was the Nazi, fascist regime that kind of perpetrated that whole 440 hertz recording shift.
Well, when you look at, well, there's that part of it too, but when you look at it on a scope, 440 is dirty. Okay? It's just a dirty waveform. And you look at 432 and everything cleans up and it's smoother. I mean, not only on a sine wave, but to the metals in your brain, right? To your ears, to your emotions. And you combine that with a band, you know, over, because now the bass and all of the guitars, the vocals are now just a little bit lower too. They, you know, so when you do that, it's a smoother sounding production. So it's really true. And then tying that in with the ghost hunting app just makes sense to me. All right, east or west, Anthony, right now.
Let's go east, because I'm on the west, and I'm tired of the people on the west, and I really want to get away from them, and I want to meet eastern people.
Then let's go to Joe in Long Island. You're up next on Coast.
Anthony, very interesting. Two questions. On the Angels, you said you have international customers, different countries. What have been the experiences with Angels throughout these different countries, and are they similar or somewhat different? And also, I was interested in the app on the sudden temperature changes. As a hiker and as a jogger, that might be interesting to find out if the temperature either dips or rises like 5 degrees in 5 minutes.
Ah, two good questions, Joe. Thank you for that. Anthony, the first question was Angels in other countries. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the users with the software on that?
Right. So I actually have a friend, her name is Patty, and she is from Mexico. And she was using this app. She actually posted these videos on Facebook, and it just blew me away that an application that I wrote that was, you know, sometimes when I'm writing these apps, I'm US, UK, English centric, right? Because I'm developing in English, but I forget that there's an international component. We're not the only ones. You know, sometimes, Jimmy, people joke that apparently UFOs tend to only land in the US.
Right.
It was kind of that thing in the beginning with ghost hunting, where it was like, hey, how come all these apps are for English only? So that was a big deal. So Steve Huff was the one who first suggested, hey, let's make apps that have an appeal to both the international market and the U.S. Community, because ghosts don't just speak in English. And so with the ethereal, it was actually meant to make communication with not specifically angels, but with entities who are on a lighter side, on the other side, but in the light. They are friendlier. They are more communicative. They're more eager to engage. And we get people saying, I'm communicating with angels using ethereal. And it's a really strange utility. And a friend of mine, Patty, actually was using it, and in Spanish was getting responses from angelic entities.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Let's jump up to Wild Card. Mike in Houston, you're up next on Coast.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you for taking my call. And it's a pleasure speaking with both you and Anthony. And I have to say, I'm from Chicago, and you're from Chicago, and Dave's from Chicago, so we're well represented.
Right on, right on.
Anthony, I have to ask you, as much as I'm interested in speaking with the other side and my dead relatives and so forth, or ghosts, I'm not interested in being attacked by demons. But since you're into the UFO field, have you been able to reach or speak with aliens at all? Have you been able to talk to ET in any way, shape, or form?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I went to Area 51 initially with my prototype software, I was picking up repetitive patterns on specific frequencies that were similar enough to, and when you looked at the pattern recognition, you know, the output, the printouts, you can, in addition to listening, you know, physically listening to them, you can tell that some form of communication was taking place. Now, my initial prototype just had mostly like clicking and static sounds. But when they started to appear in these repetitive patterns, you could almost see like somebody was talking to each other. So that was like one of the strangest things that I have ever, you know, come up with regards to utilizing this software base for detecting possible or potential alien contact or alien communication that was happening on frequencies that humans don't communicate on normally. So that was the whole process of going to Area 51 originally. You know where the camo dudes are, Jimmy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we set up camp there. And we said, you know what, screw it. We don't care if they're watching this and they were monitoring us the entire time, by the way. But we spent a good 48 hours there doing this.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike, and have a great, safe weekend.
You too, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. One of my goals, Anthony, I've talked about this a lot. I want to get arrested by the camo dudes. I want to have the cameras rolling, you know, for our, you know, one of our shows. And I just want to crash the gates at Area 51. I just want to see what's going to happen. What do you think?
It's crazy. Well, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department ain't going to be too happy with you because that's who the camo dudes are going
to
call.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that too. I want to go to the brink at Area 51. I wonder what that jail cell is like. Look, if you're at Area 51, right, and you get if you do something on the base, they're not going to take you to the Lincoln County Sheriff's jail. Right? They've got to have some kind of containment facility there. That's where I want to go and take the tin cup on the jail door. You know, I want to do that at Area 51.
Right.
You don't believe me. I'm being serious right now. That's one of my plans. I want to get arrested at Area 51. With that, let's go to Marcia in Los Gatos, California. Marcia, you're up next on Coast.
Hello, good evening, good morning, and Anthony, I love this terminology. Wow. I've got a couple questions. Do you think that some of these anomalies could just be bad boy technicians using harassment on skull to voice the skull technology?
Ooh, Marcia, you're into this. Yeah, that's a great question. What do you think about that? Anthony, you think this could be the man?
You know, I've run into this before, and depends on where you are, Marcia.
Yeah, well, you know, we hear so much these days, Anthony, about, you know, technology of not only possibly law enforcement inside of the United States, but things used outside of the country too, with these directed beam weapons that are projecting audio straight, and you think it's voices in your head, which is crazy enough, but worse would be somebody planting those voices in your head and you don't know the difference.
Well, Jimmy, let me jump in here. First of all, Marcia, Los Gatos, a beautiful little town. I used to live in Campbell, California, and my fiance and I used to go to Los Gatos all the time. It's just gorgeous, right over the hill of Santa Cruz, beautiful part of the country. Okay, voices in your head. In my book, UFO Highway, which you can get at ufohighway.com, I actually talk about something that nobody was talking about called a transient digital audio phenomenon. I talk about base transceiver systems, cell phone towers all over the country. Have you ever seen a map of the coverage, Jimmy, of cell phone towers in the country and how prolific they are throughout the country?
You would pretty much would have to be on a mountain peak at 13,000 feet not to have coverage.
Right. Well, I was initially doing research on people who were receiving signals in their head from base transceiver systems.
Right.
And here's the strange part.
Right.
People in the same household were hearing the same voices in their head, not on radio, not through television, in their head. Now, it's kind of funny. I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, there was a kid in my class who had braces in his mouth, and he was picking up radio stations.
That's real.
Right. It is a real phenomenon.
If
that can happen, let's think about the technology that is behind these base transceiver systems and how close they are to the frequencies that the human brain, picks up and emits upon. So it's crazy, but I think that there are some base transceiver systems that are designed for the purposes of sending, you know, signals into people's head in the form of audio. And so a lot of people that I talked to initially who were worried that it was schizophrenia, hearing voices in their head, we kind of discounted that when we realized people in the same household were hearing the same exact thing. So it's transient digital audio phenomena. That's actually a phrase that I coined in the book. And again, you can get my book at ufohighway.com if you want to read more on that. I have a follow-up book that is coming out. And I'm going to try and get this book done before my appearance on George Norrie's show in May. I'm going to be on his show in May, and I want to get the book done by then because I have a whole bunch of follow-up that I did on transient digital audio phenomena, TDAP, T-D-A-P. So it's very real.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph is in Boston. And, Joseph, really quick before we hit this break, what do you have for Anthony?
Two things. Jimmy, you don't want to be arrested at Area 51 because Art Bell had a guy fly and they never found him again.
there you go.
Anthony, are you making a box for a blind person? I don't have internet, so I could just turn it on and I don't know how it works and make it simple. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? That is an excellent suggestion. And there is the ability to do, you can create websites for the blind community. By utilizing specific tags that identify all of the components. I'm actually thinking of making a web-based spirit box or ghost box for free for the blind community. That was something I've always wanted to do.
Okay, Joseph, what's that?
I would like to buy one. I don't have internet access except for email. Maybe we can give a number out someday where we could just buy one. It's not that expensive. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I got you. You want a hardware box.
Yes.
You want what Steve Huff has got.
Yes.
Right, yes. So I'll tell you what. If you email me at my Ghost Hunter apps, so my email is real easy. It's ghosthuntersoftware@gmail.com.
Well, can I give you my number?
Yeah, we can do that off of the air. Oh, and it's simple enough, Joseph. I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, Donna, is going to get your phone number, and I will pass it on to Anthony for you. How's that?
And I'll tell you what, Joseph, I'm going to send one to you for free. I'm going to get in contact with some people that I know, and we're going to put one together for you.
All right.
I'll give you my address, too, after. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to put you on hold, Joseph. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Donna, can you get everything there? Thank you so much. That's a great phone call. And thank you for doing that, Anthony. You know, I really do mean that. We're going to head towards a break here. But a quick question. Is there a two-way communication in this software? In that, you know, just like you see with Zach running around, instigating things, where you are speaking to the software and trying to get a reaction from whatever is out there. Is there a two-way interaction?
Definitely. And I would say go to ghosthunterapps.com, the webpage, and the very first thing you're going to see is a video of that exactly happening with Steve Huff.
And this interaction goes with the graphical user interface on screen, mm-hmm. and you are communicating and getting a response back. Is it recorded?
It's never recorded, but you can record. That's the thing. So I actually built into the apps the option for you to record the EVPs that are occurring, you know, through the microphone, and the session itself, the audio that is coming back from the ghost box. So it can record the session. And all of my newer apps have a built-in EVP recorder. And as a matter of fact, the DR60, which was like sometimes it sells for as much as $2,000 on eBay. I've seen it for like $1,600 on Amazon. I actually built a virtual copy of the DR60 in my apps.
Well, we got to take a break right there. We'll talk about that when we come back. Our guest tonight, Anthony F. Sanchez. We're taking your phone calls. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, and this is Coast to Coast AM. All right. Now, if you enjoy what I do here on Coast to Coast, you need to go check out my show. It's called Fade to Black, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. every night live Pacific time, right before Coast to Coast. So you get 3 hours of Fade to Black. You go right into Coast to Coast. You get 4 more hours. That's 7 hours of paranormal, conspiracy, supernatural joyness. And there you go. And it's very simple to do. Everything is free, by the way. It just plays live. It's free. Just click on my name over on the Coast to Coast AM website right there. It'll take you straight to Fade to Black, and you can check it all out. And while you're there, you can go and check out our Facebook, and Twitter is there, and YouTube, and everything that you need, okay? It's simple and it's fun. Our guest tonight is Anthony F. Sanchez. Taking your phone calls. We've got one segment left, and we're going to try to get everybody in. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Timmy Church. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back to Coast, and our guest tonight, Anthony F. Sanchez. Anthony, we've got about 15 minutes to bang through 15 phone calls. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go Robert in El Paso real quick. You're up next on Coast.
Hey, how's it going? I was calling because what is your basically the boxes you're using, are they the Tesla Spirit radios? Is what they're really called, or what's your take on that? I wish I knew where Joseph, or if I lived next to Joseph or near Joseph. My brother and I, we make these Tesla Spirit radios and try to sell them at flea markets, but a lot of people don't know what they are. But I wish I knew where he was, so I would definitely send him one.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, I just texted Anthony Joseph's information. You got it right, Anthony?
I sure did.
Okay, well, so we're all set there, Robert, but thank you for that. Anthony, what's the difference between a Tesla Spirit Radio and your apps, or is there a difference?
There's not really a difference. I mean, if Joseph's talking about the standard ghost box design, you know, the physical analog ghost box design, it's not that different from what we're doing on software. And I'm not the only guy that's doing this. There are other app makers out there who are, you know, really putting a strong effort into the ITC community of building these apps. So, there's not that much of a difference. We're talking analog versus digital. They're the same, where they're doing the same thing. Just watch the videos at my website, ghosthunterapps.com, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Wild card, Gary in Orchid, California. Gary, you're up next on Coast.
Yeah, thank you. Anthony, on January 6th, I talked to Dr. Jim Hart on this radio show. It's in the Coast Archives. Been wanting to talk to him for a long time. He is the only person that ever mapped a group of 20 Zen master monks on brainwaves, and found the difference on the ones that had been performing Zen for over 20 years and how remarkable their alpha wave brainwaves were. Now, alpha waves in particular can be entrained in a bunch of people from the brain chemical oxytocin. Coast audience is connected with alpha brainwaves and oxytocin. It all works on Bluetooth from the new personal EEG scanners that sell from anywhere from $1 to $300.
Oh, I know exactly where you're right. I know where Gary's going with this. Can you scan your Bluetooth, Anthony, with your software, the recordings of these monks?
I don't know. I would love, you know, because I know alpha brainwave signals. I've done a little bit of research into like deep relaxation,
right,
and meditation, but I've never had the idea of trying to see if I could pick up on those frequencies. That'd be something to try. Definitely, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go. Let's write in order here. Wild card, Geodowser. Geo Dowser, you're up next on Coast. Where are you calling from, Geo?
Good evening. Can y'all hear me just fine?
Yeah, I've got you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the middle of a national forest, a radio-free zone in St. Louis, Missouri area.
Radio-free zone. Okay. Fair enough. Geo, go ahead.
Talking to you over satellite. That's why I was saying we were talking about if you had to be up in 10,000 feet. But I'm at 1,000 foot, and there's no radio signals, mobile service, television, or anything. But I wanted to ask Anthony, I appreciate his take and breadth of information on the metaphysical world, which intuitively ties into the electromagnetic radio frequency spectrum. I just added a bunch of words in there. We have to make up our own as we go. Mm-hmm. But had you ever incorporated, or are you familiar with dowsing? And dowsing, of course, is a big thing with ghost hunters. And at some point, humans do have the capabilities of extraordinary potential in detecting subtle energy fields, including spirits, ghosts, whatever you want to call them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've gone on investigations before with people that have used dowsing rods. I think they're amazing. I don't personally use them. I don't have a set of dowsing rods. But I've seen them in use, and it's pretty impressive that, you know, some people are able to pick up on energies and stuff utilizing the dowsing rods. But I'm not that familiar with them.
Well, everybody can do it, and it's the point where the human body relates directly with the electromagnetic spectrum. Quickly, I want to touch on 432. There's been some videos where the sound frequencies has been generated and purportedly opening up portals. I could go on, and just quickly, Jimmy, I was trying to catch you on the last hour to let you know about the Library of Alexandria that we located in Southern Illinois. That might require an entire show one evening. I'll leave it to the next caller. Thanks so much. I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, there you go. Did he just say the Library of Alexandria in Southern Illinois?
That's what he said.
Did I hear him? Is that what he said, Nathan? All right. Well, I'd like to know how that got there. You know, especially after talking to Elie Marzulli, right, about these transoceanic cultures and what's going on and DNA. And if it turns out, that's pretty interesting. Okay, anyway. What was the other part? Oh, 432. Oh, let me ask you this, Anthony. I don't want this thought to get away from us. Dowsing with the metal rods, right? Mm-hmm. I get that. Electromagnetic, and you're looking for anomalies under the ground and oil, water, what have you. And there's pretty good success record with that. That same principle with those EM electromagnetic areas locating ghost, could that be written into software? Because ultimately it's all ones and zeros, isn't it?
Yeah, binary. I guess it could be. Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, it's just, it would be an undertaking for someone with an engineering background, but sure, why not?
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting take. Okay, let's see. Let's go out east. Let's go to Milton in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Milton, you're up next on Coast.
Hear that little electromagnetic flash when you said my name?
Yeah, you like that? You felt it?
Well, now you know who you're talking to.
There you go.
Good morning. I hear it's 4:45 in the morning. I'm part of what you would call the ITC community, Anthony. In fact, we did the first intramental transcommunication device ever 40 years ago. I worked with George Meek. His book is called The Ghost of 29 Megacycles, written by John G. Fuller. It's his biography. So I just wanted to ask you, what is your ultimate goal in ghost hunting? I was just curious. And I want to clarify some couple of things for you, too, that you questioned. So,
well, really quick, Milton, we're at the end of the show, so it would have to be now. What are the 2 points you want to make?
I want to know, what is the whole point of this ghost nerd movement? What are they trying to achieve? We know what we're trying to achieve.
Well, Milton, I can answer.
Press hall in Washington in 1982.
No, I don't mind answering that. I'm trying to achieve the same exact thing that you're trying to achieve. I'm trying to make communication across, with the other side. You know,
for what purpose?
There's a website out there called itcvoices.org. It's
for
a really
for
great
what purpose?
Website. Right, and there's a lot of information on that site. You know, I was friends with the guy behind that site at the very beginning. He made some videos for me. It was very, very well informed. I was introduced to him by through Bill Murphy. But, you know, it's funny. This ITC community, it's like the UFO community. There's a lot of infighting. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of, you know, backstabbing. So, you know, I don't understand it. I don't want to be a part of that. So I got out of it, and, you know, I decided to do my own thing. GhostHunterApps.com. Are my software engineering applications built for people who want to make communication with the other side. I'm utilizing Bluetooth technology, the embedded intrinsic technology to the devices that people are using. I'm employing advanced mathematics, scientific principle. I have an engineering background. I have a degree in engineering. I'm not trying to do anything that has not already been done. I'm just trying to redo it through a software approach, utilizing radio scanning on the ultra high frequency. That's all. I'm not trying to do any. Okay.
Yeah, very simple. Very simple. I want to go. I've got to do this, actually. I want to go the second time to Alaska in one coast to coast show. Jeff in Juneau, you're up next.
Mr. Jimmy Church, having a great experience tonight. Anthony, like I tell you, you're the most enthralling guest I've heard in a while. It's interesting. I appreciate you, Batch Man. You're just not afraid to say I don't know. That's a good thing.
Well, you want me to, I'm going to share this with you, Jeff. I'm going to give you a 30-second story. The first time I met Anthony, I was broadcasting live on location. He comes in and sits in the front row, and I'm, you know, he's right there. Intimidated me so much, I stuttered for 3 hours. True story. Anthony will tell you. He was right there just giving me the stare. Okay, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Here it is. You know, the 432 thing has been coming up. And as you know, the Spirit Radio, Nikola Tesla had this whole he was infatuated with 369. Now, if you'll notice that 9 is the most amazing number in the alphabet of numbers. 3, 6, and 9 equals 9 because that all adds up to 18. 783 is the Schumann resonance that adds up to 18. That adds up to 9 when you break it down.
Right.
So does 432.
Yes.
4, 3, and 2 is 9. 4 and 4, 440 that equals 8.
That's it.
A different frequency. That's why it's dirty.
Yep.
So I just wanted to put that out there. Nikola Tesla was also an advocate of the flat earth, and I'd like to say welcome to the flat earth.
Good luck with that, Jeff. All right, Jeff. Hey, have a great, safe rest of your evening, and try to stay warm for me, okay?
Oh, you as well.
Thank you so much. He's absolutely right. Anthony, I have had more musician friends of mine point out exactly what he just said with the numbers, and then when you get to 440, it's dirty. It's 8. Right? And it works. I don't question it anymore. I don't even think it's like some fascinating subject to talk about. I actually agree with it. We've got time for one more call, Anthony. Let's see. And I've got, man, let's make this quick. Let's go with Bill in Sacramento. Bill, you're up next on Coast.
Hey, how you guys doing, Anthony? You know, this 432 keeps coming up, and originally, I was going to ask about the magnetic field, but I think I want to ask you about the 432. 432 has a sound the strings have the overtones that are just out of this world. It's so beautiful. Now, there's another alternative tuning, which is 528, which favors the horns. They're snappier, they're brighter, and that frequency is supposed to do the most healing factor when it comes to the music and or come to any vibrations. It has to do with healing instruments that the doctors use, and supposedly there's other frequencies. If you look at the what's the chart called, Sophagios, it has all the different frequencies there. And so I want to put that out since we're running out of time, and you have any idea about the Fagio charts and frequencies?
Well, it would be the same. I'm going to answer for Anthony. He can jump in. And we are at the end of the show, Bill, and thank you. But if it is those 8 semitones, the same going from 440 down to 432 to get to the 532 that he's referring to, I don't know what the root hertz is that he's talking about that's above 532. I don't know what note that would be. But again, It depends on how many semitones you're going down. It could be the exact same thing as the 432 smoothing it out. Because once you go down, Bill, once you go down to 432, well, all the notes are going down. It's just not A. So I bet that that's what you're referring to with the 532. What do you think, Anthony?
528.
That'd be great.
Or 528. 528, yes. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you.
The saxophone versus the strings. With the 432, which is a whole other set of overtones that are beautiful. And 528 is supposed to be the best frequency to heal with. And a lot of your doctor and dental instruments emits that frequency, 528.
Thank you so much, Bill, and have a great, safe rest of your weekend, my friend. There you go. All right, Anthony, what's up next? And I know that you're talking about UFO Highway Part 2 coming out. We've been waiting for this book for a long time. Are you actually going to pull it off? How far along with it are you?
Right, I'm almost done with it, and I want to make sure that it's published before my appearance on Gaia TV, on George's show Beyond Belief, which I'm going to be back on
right.
in May, which means it'll probably show up in June or July or something to the public. But yeah, I'm definitely working on that. But I would implore people who are interested in that transient digital audio phenomena that we were speaking about earlier, where, you know, base transceiver systems are actually sending out signals into people's heads. Look at my book at UFOHighway.com.
Well, let me jump in. Anthony, I got to jump in here. We're almost out of time. You've got your new TV show / podcast / radio show. Where can everybody go and check that out?
Right. They can go to StrangeRadioCentral.com, and they'll find everything about my podcast. It's just a little tiny podcast. It's all it is. And I'm just trying to, you know, get the word out there and, you know, about the UFOs and the paranormal and everything. And it's just my podcast.
And how do you distribute that? Is it YouTube? Is it on your website? Is it, you know, how do you do it?
Right. So you can always find the links to everything at StrangeRadioCentral.com.
Right.
But yeah, I'm on iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm on I'm at YouTube, and distributed through those channels, Spreaker and SoundCloud.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Go get some rest. You are the absolute very best. Anthony F. Sanchez. Well, that completes my weekend here at Coast to Coast. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, and I got to thank Nathan, Donna, Chris, Greg, Sean, George, Tommy, my wife, Rita, Gobekli Tepe. This is Coast to Coast AM.